Hi, how are you? Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
Well, Kim, I'm blessed being you asked how was I. That was kind of you. And how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. How may I assist you?
Now, I need to cancel what I got ordered by mistake. When I got the up, I did the survey, and then they said I have a three choices which were free. I checked the one I wanted, which was the e-pad, agreed to pay for the shipping, but and then all of a sudden the other one come up about a watch. And
oh,
when I just said I had next, instead of I didn't see the little X. And then the next one came up with the warranty. I went, oh, okay, next. I figured I was getting rid of them so I can get
Right. So you kept hitting next.
Yeah.
Yes,
and then all of a sudden I came up and said, now instead of $5.95, I owe $25.95.
Oh, wow. Yes.
So I sent the email as well, the cancel. I want this canceled. I don't want this hitting my checking account.
I understand. So usually when you order something, there's a trial. You know that box that says, are you 18 years or older? And when you scroll down a little bit more, it's going to say, if you don't cancel within the two-week period, you're going to be billed the full amount. And that's what had happened, unless somebody got a hold of your credit card or anything like that.
I didn't see that thing about, are you 18 years or older? I didn't see that.
Yes, sir.
All right, so can they come on, they're going to cancel it, right? That's what I'm asking for.
Okay, let me get your zip code so I can see what you're talking about so I can assist you with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What is your zip code?
85020.
Okay, thank you for that.
You need my order number?
Oh, your first and last name?
Thomas. Last name is Fusco. F is in Frank. Then it's a U. Then S is in Sam. C is in Christ. And then O. Fusco.
Thank you for that, sir. Can you verify your shipping and your mailing address for me, please?
10401 North Cape Creek Road, lot number 161, Phoenix, Arizona, 85020.
Okay, yes, I see you ordered the Icon mini iPods and the smartwatch.
Yeah, I didn't.
And for $26.85.
Right, I didn't. That's what I'm saying. It was a mistake.
A mistake, yes, sir.
So much for being online.
Right. So you didn't like the watch at all?
I don't need it. I'm not that I don't like it. I don't need it.
You don't need it?
I don't walk around a lot. Come on, I'm 78 years old. Take it easy.
Oh, my goodness. You're not even old.
Right,
people kill me with that. They're not even old. Well, I guess, you know, it's only as old as you feel, so.
Well,
if
you know
still
what I get
old, man.
Now we know what I get a lot when I talk to people like you. You know what they tell me?
What they tell you?
You got to be kidding me. You can't be 78.
Yeah,
my grandfather is 60 years old, and he doesn't talk like you do.
Right.
You're very eloquent in how you speak.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't get it? So I get these younger people, they can't understand how I could be so fluent.
Because you take
speaking.
Care of yourself.
You
take care of yourself.
So.
And,
no, I think God took care of me. Now God took care of me. We don't have the ability to do anything
you take care
on our own.
Well, as
Absolutely.
Long as you eat right, you have that control.
Now, eat right.
And you
all
exercise.
No, I don't exercise. All I eat is frozen foods.
Are
it's
you
a lot
serious?
Easier.
Yeah, you don't smoke or drink, so you're good.
No, I don't.
I mean,
Well, but that wasn't because I wanted to take care of myself. When I was about 14 years old going into high school, a lot of the kids there smoked. And once they come, don't you want a cigarette? And I went, okay,
no,
I figured I'd be just like them, right?
Yeah.
All evil people like to be like the evil people. Well, then when
exactly.
I took that first puff, I inhaled, didn't realize it, and it burned my throat.
Oh, my goodness.
This
no,
is
thank
stupid.
You.
Who would
yes,
do this?
Just to themselves.
And I never had one since.
Oh,
yet
good
my
for
older
you.
Brother, who was 12 years older than me, he smoked all his life. He had Camels on his shirt.
As oh, wow.
To wear them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's now 90 years old, but he wound up getting his larynx cut out.
Oh,
he had
my goodness.
Cancer of the larynx.
Oh,
and I remember
wow.
telling him, Joe, you need to stop smoking. It's not healthy.
Yes.
Read what the package says.
Yes, sir.
It'll cause cancer. Do you know what he said
yes.
back?
Yes. What did he say?
He said, it's my life and I'll do what I want.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
A lot
how
of people say
that.
Yes.
Yeah,
you only get one life. If you want to spin in a wheelchair, putting your finger to your throat and talking, that is you.
But think about it. When the doctor told him he had cancer, he quit smoking. Then he called me up and told me, hey, Tom, you'd be proud of me. I went, why? Well, I just came back from the doctor, and they said if I have another cigarette, I'm going to wind up with cancer in my larynx, and it's going to spread to my brain.
Oh,
he
my goodness.
I took a whole pack of Camels, and I threw them in the garbage.
Oh,
so what's your name? It's Kim, right? Ready for this,
yes.
Kim?
Yeah, it's Kim.
I couldn't resist. I said, Joe, why did you throw them in the garbage? Because the doctor told you to. When I told you 2 years ago to get rid of it, you didn't do it.
Exactly. Right. I was thinking that, but hey, I was thinking that, but you know. All right. Well, would you be interested in a 35% refund?
A 35% refund?
Yeah, on your product that you had ordered.
So you're going to take off 35% of the $25?
Hold on one minute. Am I reading that right? No, that's not right. Hold on one second. Because that's how much your total was. And I was just reading this off of here. Hold on one moment. MCY. What is this, a watch? No, this is iPods. Hold on one second.
Yeah, that's all I want is the free iPod.
Okay, hold on one moment. And you ordered this on the 25th of May. You're still in trial. I'm sorry. You're still in trial. So, yeah.
Yeah, no. I
you just
want to
cancel. Yeah, you just want to cancel during your trial so you could just.
Correct. The last two.
I'm sorry about that.
The watch and the warranty.
Okay. Okay. Your cancellation number is, you ready?
Oh, I have to write this down?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Go.
4, B as in boy, O, E as in everything, 3, 4, 7, 5, 4, 6.
Okay, got it.
All right.
But I'm still gonna get the iPad, the ear pads, right?
You should, yes. I just, you know, canceled your trial, you know, so sure it's already been shipped out to you. So you'll just be paying the shipping and handling fee, I believe.
For the ear pads?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. $5.95.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
So we're done?
Yep, we are done.
So can I have, being you've been very friendly.
Thank you.
Ready for this?
Yes, I'm listening.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and then you can even go to my website. Here I am, an old man with a website, and I've been
not
in contact
old.
With people. I've been in different countries, even Japan, out on the streets, talking to strangers, Canada, Vegas, California. So here's what I asked them, because you mentioned you thought you were good. I asked these people, do they think they were a good person? Or what would you say if I asked you, do you think you were a good person?
Yes.
Okay, then I say, well, can I ask you a few questions to see if that's true? I'm going to use God's commandments, not my opinion or point of view, so I'm not judging anybody. See, the 9th commandment says we're not to tell a lie. Have you ever told a lie? A half-truth?
No, because I'm terrible at lying.
Yes,
I see. What's the point?
Answer.
Yeah, no,
yes
I don't.
No,
no
yes
I don't
no.
lie.
You have never, ever told a lie to anybody.
No,
wow.
Because you know
you're
why? You have to remember.
Go ahead. What?
You have to remember what you said and backtrack. I don't got time. You know what I mean?
I'm not debating you. Remember, I'm not debating. I just want to see you be honest. You haven't ever told me.
Yeah.
I had my 5-year-old grandson lie to me. I happened to come in the door one day. My wife, Kathy, was making cookies. And as I was coming down a hallway to turn into the kitchen, I heard her say, Noah, don't you take those cookies. And then she kind of walked away. And he was standing right there by the plate. I walked in, saw him grab one in his hand. I then said, hey, Noah, did you take one of Santa's cookies? Wait, what? And he said, no.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, open your hand, Noah. This Barry is 5 years old, and he knows how to lie. Who taught him that? So let's go on. The Eighth Commandment says we're not to steal. Have you ever taken anything that wasn't yours?
Download
files from the internet that you weren't supposed to.
Have
you ever used God's name in vain? It's called blasphemy. That's the third commandment. We're not supposed to say, Jesus Christ, God damn it. You've never said that either.
No, me.
Wow.
No, sir. No.
None of those. Wow.
None of those.
Well, I'll give you one more that I don't usually give to women because, you see, out of the thousands of people that I have done this with over the last 25 years, you're the only one that has ever said no to all of them. So here's
one
that's a tough one. The seventh commandment says we're not to commit adultery. Well, but Jesus said to us, if you just look at a person with lust, you've already committed adultery in your heart. So I'm not even asking, do you ever have sex out of marriage? I'm just saying, had you ever even looked with lust, the desire to have it? Have you ever done that?
No, you know why? And I'm being honest. You don't know what people are going through and what they're dealing with. I want that. I don't want no part. I don't know. You know what I mean? You don't know what people are going through and whatever they are going through, and you, you
what
know.
What do you mean people going through? We're
going
talking
through.
About looking with lust. We're not talking about what they're going
But
through.
Even though
pornographic,
they're doing
pornographic
that.
Pornographic magazines, pornographic, Playboy, Penthouse.
No.
I mean, come on, the most
popular. I mean, what's
the movies
to me,
we watch today, they're all having sex and they're not married. Every single movie Hollywood produces, they're always showing couples having sex.
Right, but
on,
my thing is, they promote it, but that doesn't mean that I have to entertain it. Yeah, self-control.
I didn't say you have to. Absolutely, that's the whole point. That's all I'm asking.
They don't have to entertain it. They can have it all day long. So
you gave me something to write down. Now it's my turn. Ready?
You
got a pencil or a pen handy? This is my webpage. Yeah. It's called Till, T-I-L-L, the, T-H-E, then the word nets, like a fishing net. So it's N-E-T-S. So there it is.
N-E-T-S.
E-S. Then the letter R.
The letter R.
One letter. And then the word full. FULL.ORG. And it's all one word. Till the nets are full. All one word. Type that in at Google or wherever. And you'll see my webpage. You'll see me there. In front of a, that's it, in Japan, Canada, New York, Las Vegas, and hundreds of comments from people who I interacted with and what they had to say. It's incredible.
Right.
Not bad for an old guy. And I hope you understand what it means. You see, when people tell me they're good, that's when I ask the question, because it was Jesus himself, our Savior, the one who came down here and he died on a cross. He took the punishment, the pain and suffering, so that I could be saved if I put my trust and repent in him. And he was the one that said, no one is good, not one. Only God in heaven. See, so people shouldn't say we're good. We should say what I said to you in the beginning when you asked me. I said, I'm blessed. And I find very, very few
I'm
people.
I'm blessed
hardly,
and highly
nobody,
favored.
Nobody said that. No. See, I don't use blessed and highly favored. Give you know why? To me, that's selfish.
Really?
Because then you just finish on yourself. I'm blessed and highly favored. Those are the guys that wave their hands when they go to church. Now, I say, I'm blessed. How about you? See, I ask the question back. They don't ask the question back. It's too selfish. That's what their church has taught them. But by asking them back, then I get interaction with the other person because they would either say,
sir.
Well, I wish I was, and then I could share with them. Or they could say, well, I am. And if they think they say they're blessed, I say, why is that? See, I get a chance to have a conversation. And then the 99% say, oh, I got a good job. The family's healthy. Everything's great. And that gives me the opportunity to say, oh, that's not why I said I'm blessed.
Right.
Okay, now that puts a question in their mind. They go, well, why are you blessed? Now it gives me a chance to share my testimony with them. Because I was raised a Roman Catholic. For 50 years, I was following that false, misleading religion. Until one day, God opened my eyes and showed me the truth. There's only one way. There's only one person. Mary can't save me. Saying rosaries won't save me. And definitely a priest can't save me by laying his hands on me.
Right.
So that was an open. So you get a chance, just go to the webpage, see what it's like. Because you know what? One day we're all going to die.
Yeah, one day we're all
going to
die.
Make our maker. And you don't want to be having a mistake on that one and be going down the wrong road. Like
right.
Most people today are. Look at all the killings we have going on.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
terrible.
Look at all the hatred
it's
we have with race calling.
So
yeah, with this
terrible.
Democratic Congress, what they're so sick. Yeah, where are they going to wind up?
Yeah.
They're going to hell. You take your president,
yeah.
He's supposed to be it says he's a great Catholic. Really? He agrees to abortion. Oh, so since when is murder okay? Ridiculous.
I'm on Core Line Network, so
anyway, so check out my website. I appreciate talking to you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate
talking to you.
I know you're working. So God bless you, and I pray you do look at my website and see what it says to you.
I'm going to verify it back to you. You said netsarfull.org, O-R-G?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Till.
Okay.
You know, instead of saying until, I just said till, T-I-L-L, then the nets are. See, the Lord gave me that because that's what Jesus told Peter. When they were out all night fishing and Jesus was on the beach, they come in and goes, we didn't catch anything. And Jesus said, take your nets and put them on the other side of the boat. And when they pull them up, they were ripping the nets. They had so many fish. And that's when Peter got out of the boat and walked onto the land and got on his knees and told Jesus, get away from me. I don't deserve to be around you. Because he realized the miracle that he had just committed. And that's why God's nets are full. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Because Jesus himself said in Mark 16:15, go and share the gospel with everyone. And Christians don't do it.
The bottom line is, what sums up everything is just treat everyone how you want to be treated.
Everyone what?
Just treat everyone how you want to be treated. Treat everyone how you would like to be treated.
Oh, and everyone wants to how they want to be treated?
Yeah, treat people how you would like to be treated. That's what I do. I treat people how I want to be treated,
You treat people, and that's going to save them from going to hell?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't
how?
Know if it'll save them, but I'm just saying, I,
how?
That's how I live my life. I just treat people how I want to be treated. I don't
but
know
Jesus,
what would,
Jesus
what
tells
would.
Them to tell them. Remember when the rich young ruler said, here's the problem with that philosophy, and hope don't get upset, but listen to what the Bible says, right from the mouth of Jesus. The story goes about a rich young ruler. See, think about it. You want people to have a good, happy life? Well, there's a lot of rich people that are doing that, and they're all going to hell. We just talked about all the politicians. Look at all the money they have, millions and millions of dollars. Does that mean they're happy and they're going to go to heaven? No. The rich young ruler came to Jesus, and he said to him, good master, what must I do to have eternal life? And Jesus looked at him. He said, watch, why do you call me good? No one, here it is, no one is good but God in heaven. He says, you know the commandments. Don't lie, don't steal, you get it? See, he gave him the five of the Ten Commandments. And the man lied back and said, I kept all of those since my youth. But Jesus, knowing his heart, knew about how much he loved his money, which is breaking the 10th commandment called coveting. He says, then go sell all that you have, give it to the poor, and come follow me. And then the story goes in the way he heard that. He said, the rich man walked away sad. When he hears the truth, Jesus didn't try to make him happy, make him do well. And then his apostles, watch, you should read this. It's in Luke 10:10. When the apostles saw this guy walk away, and remember, he's rich. They said to him, well, then who can be saved? Because even way back then, they all thought people who had the money, the wealthy, they were blessed by God. They were all the poor, they're all going to hell. And it ain't true. That money isn't going to make you get there. He even said it's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven than it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. And that was the little hole that was in the walls when they used to go into their fortresses. The camel had to get down on all fours to be able to crawl through it. And he used that analogy. It's easier for a rich man. So anyway, there it is. It's like I had to, I'll let you go. One crazy guy, I was sharing how I use the law, because that's what the Bible tells me. It's in Psalms 19:7, right there in the beginning. It says, the law is perfect, converting the soul. So, Kim, wouldn't you want to use something that was perfect? It says it's perfect. Yet they don't even have the Ten Commandments posted in churches today. They took them down. They're honoring the atheists because it might upset them. Wow.
Oh.
So you have Psalm 19:7, and then in Galatians, Paul writes in Galatians 3:24, he said that the law is a schoolmaster that drives me to Christ by faith. You need one to wind up with the other. So this guy who happened to be an ex-policeman was in the church, and I was talking to another guy, heard me speaking, and he walked up to me in an angry tone. He says, I don't have to do that. I just show people my light. Get it? Hey? That's how he shares. He says, people will just see my light. I couldn't resist. I looked at him. I went, well, I don't see any light shining on you right now. He got mad, turned around, and walked away. So how is that loving?
Yeah, I don't know, sir, because, again, I'm at work, so, when you're at work, you can't.
Go do your thing. All right, you take care. Did you get a chance when you're not working, later on tonight, go check out my website. I really would appreciate it.
Okay, well,
God bless you.
You too, and thank you for calling customer support, and enjoy your day, sir.